Philadelphia has hired their new head coach. His name is Nick Sirianni.
Yes.
Hey.
Hey.
Who was the OC at Indianapolis, and now he will take the helm in Philadelphia. I will say this about Kellen, and that is, like, I really like the guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's got, obviously, a very bright future in whatever path he takes in the sport. Man, but people were really... If you lost Kellen Moore, it's not like... It seems like people were, because he was wanted, that people are like, whoa, whoa, whoa. No one ever has said, you know, through the last couple of years, you cannot lose Kellen Moore.
Right.
I haven't heard that. You heard more bitching about the Cowboy offense and play calling than you did. We cannot lose him. But it's always the case when somebody wants one of your guys, whether he's good or bad, you're like, wait a minute, are we missing something here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, we kind of did this when, remember when Rich Bisaccia got a head coaching interview or two, and he was the special teams coach here before he went with Gruden, and everybody's like, really?
Yeah.
You guys think he would? Yeah, and so oftentimes I imagine there's a regular deal where teams try to figure out why other teams want their assistance at times. The Eagles is a weird one, though, man. When you look at all the guys they interviewed, and the partial list I have here is Robert Saleh, Arthur Smith, Brandon Staley. They interviewed all three of them, and they all got hired as head coaches. They interviewed Kellen Moore, Josh McDaniels, Gerard Mayo, the linebacker and now linebacker coach of the Patriots. Joe Brady. You think Joe Brady is ready to be a head coach?
Joe Brady went from
nothing,
what, weird Saints assistant to the savior of LSU, then to Carolina.
Yeah.
And now, no, and he's 33.
He is not ready to be a head coach.
No.
Todd Bowles, Eric Bieniemy was requested. I don't believe actually ever interviewed in Philadelphia. And then Dennis Allen. So, what is that, 11?
That's
or,
a lot.
So like 11 dudes got interviewed or at least requested to interview for the job in Philadelphia. And so they finally go with Nick Sirianni. And I'll be honest, this kind of feels to me like two things. One, Philadelphia is pretty drunk with Frank Reich was the key to our Super Bowl. I don't buy it. But I definitely know how fan bases can start to figure out, okay, we had everything perfect. Who moved? Because if somebody moves and all this falls to the ground, we need to know what the magic potion was that was allowing us to win our first Super Bowl ever. And why did it turn to dust so quickly? Oh, yeah, the Colts took Frank Reich. That must be it. Well, this guy, Nick Sirianni, was kind of Frank Reich's guy. So, and you know, honestly, the weirdest thing about Frank Reich with the Eagles is pretty nuts too, Corby, because Reich, as you'll recall, long career playing for Buffalo, then he joined Tony Dungy's staff in 2006 as an intern. So Dungy's coaching the Colts. Was that the year the Colts beat the Bears in the Super Bowl? I think it was. And Frank Reich is an intern. And then he stayed with the Colts till 2011 as quarterback coach by the time he left as a wide receiver coach under Jim Caldwell. They all got dismissed in 2011. So he then goes to Arizona to be wide receiver coach for Ken Whisenhunt. Not positive how they knew each other. But then that staff got dismissed in 2012. So think about this. 2011, everyone's fired with the Colts. Get out of here. He goes to Arizona, 2012. Everybody's get out of here again. He goes to San Diego under Mike McCoy, where Whisenhunt was the new OC in San Diego, and Frank Reich was the quarterback coach under him.
Was Sirianni with him at that point?
Sirianni was an intern for the Chiefs under Todd Haley. Then he joined Mike McCoy, Frank Reich, and that whole gang in San Diego in 2013.
Okay.
Okay. And then Reich gets fired in 15 from San Diego. So now Reich has been fired three times, or at least part of staffs have been fired three times in 5 years. And ends up with Doug Peterson. 2 years later, as the OC, they win the Super Bowl. Now he's a super hot name. We can't get him back to Philadelphia, but boy, he knows analytics. He works well with young quarterbacks. I mean, he checks all these boxes. And so Sirianni is the quarterback coach for Mike McCoy, working with Frank Reich. Then he stays and replaces Frank Reich when Reich gets fired, basically. And stayed on with Wisenhunt, and then when Reich was hired in Indianapolis, he went and got Sirianni to say, hey, I need an OC. We worked together well in San Diego. Come join me here in Indianapolis. And now he's a head coach. So
can't people, like, if you're an Eagles fan, and I think, if it was a case here, whoever the coach may be for a particular team when you win a title, especially when you don't have... There's nothing that really sticks out as far as, oh my God, these guys that won this title, like Dirk. You knew Dirk was a superstar.
Right.
The Eagles didn't have a group of guys that just reeked of, they had really good players, but they didn't reek of like, oh my God, we can't lose this guy. Is it okay to admit that you can catch lightning in a bottle, whether it's a coach, whether it's a backup quarterback like they had, where you found something over a 5 week run where you kind of were untouchable, and that's okay.
I think you feel like that muddies it a little bit. It takes the shine off your accomplishment if you admit that, right? So I bet it's very difficult for those people to do that.
You still won, though, is what I'm saying.
No, I know, but looking in the mirror and saying, yeah, we won, but we kind of got lucky is very difficult for proud men to do, probably, right?
Probably so.
Like, you want to say... We followed a recipe, and we built this thing, and we took no shortcuts. I mean, if you say we got lucky, then who can't do it,
and
right?
And they took down Brady.
Yeah.
Belichick.
Right. So it's a weird deal. I was listening to Dan and Jake talk about, Sirianni even versus Bieniemy, and I'm not here to adjudicate that at all. I'm not here to say this guy interviewed better and this guy interviewed worse. I don't have any idea. But I do know the tiebreaker can't be what one of them suggested it should be, at least in my opinion, and they're certainly welcome to their thoughts, but it can't be, hey, the Colts had a pretty good defense, but the Chiefs have an all-time offense. The Colts had a pretty nice offense, but the Chiefs have an all-time record-breaking offense. That can't be a tiebreaker because you can't take the players. You can't take Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, and Travis Kelce, and you also can't convince me that those players in just about any scheme couldn't have some level of really fine success. So I hear what you're saying, and I know a lot of people want to see Eric Bieniemy get hired, and I think he will in Houston here in just a little while. I have no idea if he actually will or not. That's just where everything seems to be headed. But I do think that sometimes having a great offense might work against you a little bit because, honestly, the Matt Nagy story, I would imagine, hurts anyone leaving those Chiefs players behind and saying, I can replicate this in my next city. And it's nobody's fault, but, we were talking about this during Sturm Center yesterday. It's kind of that macro versus micro thing. Macro, everybody agrees we need more diversity in the NFL and at all places. Okay, perfect. Everybody agrees on that? Yes. Hey, we shouldn't just hire people of a certain ethnicity. That's insane. Let's be far more diverse and give everybody an opportunity. Okay, I agree. Now, the micro one, though, is this is your team, Corby, and you want to hire one coach every 5 to 10 years maximum. Now, you tell me what should go into your personal hiring decision of your personal franchise other than I think I'm hiring the best man for this job.
Right. You want to win.
And that's where the rubber meets the road. And I have no way to distinguish one applicant from the next other than, I guess, public track record. But I assume, Clark Hunt was telling us yesterday about a 9-hour interview with Andy Reid. I bet you in 9 hours you guys can find if you are a fit or not pretty well. They're not all 9 hours, but when it's your franchise, it's tough to say, hey, you must hire from this list of three guys and not this list of 10 guys. And I just don't, I don't know how to fix that.
The Cowboys better win the division next year. You know, this division is so bad, and there are brand new coaches everywhere, and one team's not even a quarterback that won the division this year.
I would say the Washington quarterback decision will have everything to do with what we think of the Cowboys next August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.